Senate Mining Committee Chairman Tim Cullen wants to hear from local governments located in potential mining areas.
We want them to tell us why it's so important that most of the money stay in the area. What are the physical needs, roads, schools or whatever? What are the needs in terms of economic development efforts, you know, costs that the area will incur because of mining? Issues I don't know about. That's why I'm so anxious to hear from them.
Mellon Mayor Joe Barabee has some thoughts. His town of 730 people is nearest the proposed $1.5 billion Pinoki Range mine. First, a mining company can't wait until construction is done and mining begins before making payments to nearby communities.
If you don't have to show a profit for 7 years, and I get 250 more kids in my school, and we got to hire 6 or 8 more teachers, our taxes right now are, I can't go any higher.
Next, a guarantee that some of the mining jobs will be filled locally, then have an environmental fund in case of pollution from an open pit mine. Barabee says Mellon gets its water from the Pinokis, so he's concerned with a BP Gulf of Mexico type environmental disaster.
And all the people in the town of Morris and the town of Anderson, if their wells are run dry, do they have to go to court to get a well? What are we going to do in the meantime if we have a BP?
Barabee says these things weren't part of the assembly bill, which failed to pass in March.
I'm pro-mine, I'm anti-bill. I'm just waiting for the right bill to come along. And most Mellonites are the same way. We don't want to get hurt.
Cullen says he wants to increase the amount of mining tax money to local communities from 60% in that assembly bill to 90% or more. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.